thought a draw was a fair result. You know, it was a very competitive game, very tough game. But of course, when you take the lead at the time of the game that we did, we knew there weren't going to be many clear cut chances. Both teams were very competitive today. These have shown why they've been right up there all season. But once you take the lead, then I thought it was going to be our day.
How disappointing was it, Chris, that lead just lasted, I think, for 4 minutes?
Yes, and you know, it's not the first time that's happened, and I think we did all we could, I think, as regards the build up, you know, the initial build up to that goal, to make sure that we kept our shape. And I think it's a little bit fortuitous. I think it's it's a cross from the lad as opposed to a shot. So it's a disappointing one from our point of view, but. You know, they had a couple of good chances where Stockies had to make a couple of real good saves. I thought we threatened, didn't have the clear-cut chances that I think that we would have liked. But I thought we played a big part in what I thought was a decent game.
You hinted there about David Stockdale. You've been very loyal to him, Chris. You know, was that a goalkeeping error for that?
I think it's one that that David would be disappointed with. Yes, but I also. I think he would be delighted with the two saves that he has made. That's certainly the one first half, which at the time I didn't think he got a touch on, which he needed to, and of course very much the one in the second half. But you know, that's the role of a goalkeeper, and it's the ups and downs, and what you have to make sure and do is bounce back from any down periods in a game. And if you remember, he's made that second really good save, you know, after we've conceded the goal. So, you know, that's part and parcel of being a goalkeeper.
Yeah, how difficult does that make selection for you, Chris, when you're a keeper who perhaps makes a mistake, but makes some blinding saves as well?
As I said, it's the nature of the game, and what you always have to look at, you know, he's no different to, you know, any other player as regards form, up and down, how they're playing, and of course you have to have that competition right throughout the squad. But certainly, as I said, he's made two really good saves for us today.
Let's talk about the other end of the pitch. You've spoken the last few weeks, Chris, about taking chances. The Albion had two or three good chances in that first half.
Yes, we did. We're finding it a little bit difficult at the moment to get the goals that we would like. I think we're getting into good enough positions. You know, we might not be as free-flowing in that final third as some teams that are scoring a lot of goals, but we're getting into some really good positions. And it's just about that quality and goal to finish it off. So, you know, there's always work to be done, but the majority of what we did today I was quite happy with.
How much of that finishing is down to confidence, Chris?
I think it's lots of things. I think it's certainly down to quality, you know, and the real sort of quality finishers in this division, your Martins and so, have got that type of quality. But it's about getting in the right places at the right time. Confidence, of course, and as they showed, I think probably with their goal today, just that little bit of fortune as well.
Someone who was in the right place at the right time was Bruno. What about his contribution today?
I thought it was excellent today. Tough day because they had two out-and-out wingers, and you know, they were changing flanks at times. So he always had his hands full defensively, but his moments to get forward I thought were very good, timed very, very well, and I thought he was very good today.
I think six changed today, Chris. Is that an indication you're still really searching for your best combination?
No, I think that's on probably on the back of having made them changes midweek. This is, of course, closer to the side that beat Derby here the midweek before last. So I think the changes were probably just going back to a little bit of stability in what we've had. We've, of course, got two more games this week, and of course, I've got decisions to make on what sort of changes I make for them games, if any.
Let's talk briefly about that. We've already spoken to Bruno. He said it's a massive game on Tuesday night. Is that how you see it, Chris?
They all seem to be massive at this stage of the season, with at this moment 9 games to go, and you're always looking at those that are below us at this particular moment. You know, it's that type. You know, I think we're only 3 points away from, you know, climbing. I'm not sure how many places at this particular moment, but that's how tight it is at the moment. But it's a big game, and it's a big game because it's against a team that's below us at this moment.